This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My brothers and my sisters that are listening, we all are in this world for a very short time. And Allah Azza wa Jal is our focus. And we need to make Allah Azza wa Jal our focus. The reason why we need to do that is because Allah Azza wa Jal is everything. And I know normally people hear this, that Allah is everything, Allah is... But no, let's pinpoint. What is it that means everything? Allah is the closest to me than anyone else, any other being. At this moment, I might feel closer to my mother. I might feel closest on this earth to my mother, to my father, to others that are really close to me. But that's because I have spent time with them. I've spent time with my mother. I've spent time with my brother or sister. The reason why we don't feel the closest of Allah Azza wa Jalla is because we haven't spent time with Allah. Allah is closer to me than my own mother. Because Allah is Khaliq. He is the creator. He created me. If my mother gave birth to me, and I spent 9 months in my mother's womb, and because of that, my mother is close to me. Because of the fact that when I grew up, I know for a fact that my mother not only breastfed me, or my mother gave me food, or my mother clothed me, or mother, you know, cared for me. If that is something which makes me feel close to my mother, then what would happen to me if I really knew who my Allah was? What my Allah did for me. Because what my Allah did for me is that my Allah was the one who created me in the mother's womb. My Allah is the one that shaped and fashioned me. My Allah is the one that is al-musawwir. He's the one that fashioned my face. So when Allah Azza wa Jal, He is al-Khaliq, I am the makhluq. I am His creation. May Allah is the one that gave me an introduction in the Quran by saying, if you want to know who I am, then my name is Rabb. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. I am Rabb. I am the one that not only brought you into existence, but I nurtured you. And I gave you, I sustained you. I gave you every part of what is needed for you to grow. So what this means is, in every single moment, from the moment that my heart was beating inside, or even before my heart was beating inside the mother's womb, for every single second from there onwards, Allah Azza wa Jal gave me my growth. Now think about this for a moment. These fingers that I've got, they can't develop to what they are if they got deformed in my mother's womb. These legs that I've got, that were stuck in a certain position for 9 months, these cannot develop if Allah Azza wa Jal just made them deformed. Allah never made them deformed. Allah gave me bones. You know, the bones that I've got, those bones formed over time. They became strong. Allah gave the strength to that. To my weakness, He added strength. My whole brain could have just been, it was jelly. It was absolutely jelly. For Allah Azza wa Jal to then develop a skull that holds my brain. For my brain to actually form and become something that connects up with a whole functionality where I actually think, and Allah says in the Holy Quran, the first thing He says, أَخْرَجَكُم مِّن بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. Allah is the one, if you want to recognize Him, Allah is the one that He brought you out of your mother's wombs in a state, جَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَ. He gave you, by bringing you out of your mother's wombs, He gave you the hearing, as-sam'. He gave you al-absar, He gave you different sights. Meaning not only the sight of the eyes, but the insight of our hearts and our minds. He gave you that. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, wal-af'ida, He gave you something inside that you can have awareness and you can be conscious of who you are and where you are and what you're doing. There's a whole functionality of here.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون. صدق الله العظيم.